These are some of the things I think about when I'm sitting home alone and the power goes out. If something in the future is canceled, what is canceled? What has really happened? Something that didn't occur yet is now never going to occur at all. Does that qualify as an event? Here's something. Think about a place you've never seen, but for many years you've pictured it in your mind. And then you finally see it. After you leave, do you continue to picture it the old way? Imagine a place called Moravia, a non-existent country. See it in your mind. See a few details. Okay, now Moravia ceases to exist. Is your picture of the original non-existent country different from what it looks like now that it ceases to exist? They're both non-existent. Okay, picture Moravia again, the original way. Now Moravia is invaded by a neighboring country, Boronia. Picture Boronia. It's completely different from Moravia. Different geography, different ethnic stock, beliefs, way of life, government, everything. See it? Okay, Boronia invades Moravia and occupies it and begins to make some changes. Now picture Moravia again. Does it look different? Isn't that weird? Looks a little like Boronia, doesn't it? Here's another one. Maybe you've done this. You've never been to your friend's place of work, but you've pictured it, because he's talked about it. Then he changes jobs, but it's a similar job. Do you bother to change your mental picture of where he works? And how much do you change it? Or you have a friend who works at one Wendy's and gets transferred to a different Wendy's. Do you picture a whole new Wendy's? Or do you get lazy and say, well, they're all pretty much the same, so I'll just go with the old Wendy's? Here's something I think about. If a radio station changes its call letters, moves its studio across town, hires all new disc jockeys, and changes the style of music it plays, but keeps the same frequency on the dial, is it still the same radio station? Suppose they only change the music. Here's something I like to think about. On a given day, Flight 23 goes from New York to Los Angeles. The following month, Flight 23 goes from New York to Los Angeles again. But the crew is different, the passengers are different, and it's a completely different airplane. How can both flights be Flight 23? They can't. A week is not based on anything in nature, as are days, or months, or years. So birds, they don't understand weeks, or weekdays. They do know enough to come back to the sidewalk cafe every day for crumbs. But suppose the cafe is in the business district and it's closed on the weekends. What do the birds think of that? I'll bet they're really glad when Monday rolls around, unlike the rest of us. These are some of the thoughts that kept me out of the really